In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we want to speak about 3 days. 3 days in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth. And they are all written in the Gospel of St. John from chapter 1. نحكي حكاية ثلاث أيام مهمين قوي في حياة المسيح يسوع على الأرض والثلاث أيام دول هم امبارح والنهاردة وبكرة. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Actually, these days are very important. And we'll start to just to explain what happened in these 3 days. And then, as usual, I will leave the microphone to you to share with us your meditations about these 3 days. The first day was the manifestation of the Holy Trinity. At the moment of the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was yesterday. أول حاجة اللي كانت امبارح هي استعلان الثالوث الأقدس في لحظة معمودية المسيح. The second day, which is today, is the witness of John the Baptist about our Lord Jesus Christ at the next day of the baptism. يعني تاني حاجة شهادة يوحنا المعمدان عن المسيح تاني يوم المعمودية اللي هو النهاردة. The third event was the first miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ performed after, at the beginning of his service, or his mission, or his salvation, or his message, or whatever. تالت حاجة أول معجزة المسيح عملها في عرس قانا الجليل تالت يوم المعمودية. يبقى اللي حصل المعمودية أول يوم، شهادة يوحنا تاني يوم، معجزة عرس قانا الجليل تالت يوم. Probably this is one of the reasons that we celebrate the Epiphany not one day but 3 days. You notice today that we started with the doxology of the baptism and then the miracle of Cana of Galilee and then the martyrdom of Saint Damian and the 40 virgins. يمكن عشان كده واحد من الأسباب إن العيد بتاع الغطاس بيتعيد 3 أيام. 3 أيام، 11 طوبة و12 طوبة و13 طوبة. وعايز أعرف منكم بقى إيه العلاقة بين أول يوم وتاني يوم وتالت يوم. I want to hear from you what is the relationship between the first, the second, and the third day. To facilitate it for you, عشان أسهلها لكم, I will give you few minutes to think, and I give you the references in the Gospel of St. John. أديكوا الأعداد الآيات اللي موجودة في الأصحاح الأولاني والتاني اللي بتشرح الثلاث أيام. أول يوم هنلاقيها في الأصحاح الأولاني في معمودية يوحنا، في معمودية المسيح على يد يوحنا المعمدان، الإصحاح الأولاني من أول آية 19. First chapter of St. John, verse 19. تاني حاجة، the second chapter 1 verse 29. تالت حاجة chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11. يعني أول حاجة الجزء الأولاني صح الأول، وبعدين الإصحاح الأول 29، بعدين الأصحاح الثاني من 1 to 11. There is a very important relationship between the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ and the witness of John the Baptist about our Lord Jesus Christ and the performance of the first miracle of Cana of Galilee, when our Lord Jesus Christ performed the first miracle when he changed the water into wine. I leave a few minutes for you to think of it, and I hear from you. الأول واحدة، verse number first or second, number one, number two, 29, verse 29, and 29 for about the witness of, just the witness of John the Baptist about Jesus Christ. نعم، from verse 1، من أول آية واحدة. هنلاحظ حاجة مهمة أوي. Number one كانت yesterday، number two today، number three tomorrow. يعني day one، day two، day three. In day one our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist. And the Pharisees were asking John, who are you? Are you the Messiah? Then he said, no, I am not the Messiah. Just the way after after the baptism. Anyhow, you can, خلاص. Forget the first part. Just read 29 and until 34. Six verses. 29 to 34. It explains the 2 days. بس احنا we want to concentrate about our Lord Jesus Christ and then apply to ourselves. يعني احنا هنشوف الاول معمودية المسيح بعدين نطبقها على نفسنا. دي مهمة أو. دي مهمة أو. What is the next day? Next day of what? يعني بيقول وفي الغد. Next day يعني الغد يعني. الغد بتاع ايه يا دكتور ناصر؟ اما قال في الغد. الغد اللي هو تاني يوم. Next day of the baptism. Next day of the baptism. صح. What did John say about Jesus Christ when he saw him? Yeah, he called him the Lamb. Who? Who takes away? هنا takes away في العربي يرفع خطية العالم أو يحمل خطية العالم. Bears or takes away. Why did John the Baptist say about our Lord Jesus Christ the next day of the baptism that he was the Lamb who takes away the sin of the whole world? ليه؟ يعني ليه يوحنا المعمدان شافه أول ما شافه؟ طب was this the first time that John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ? Was it the first time or the second? The second time. مش كده؟ كان أول مرة ولا تاني مرة؟ تاني مرة. طب أول مرة كانت إيه؟ ساعة المعمودية. The first time was the baptism. Why didn't John the Baptist call Jesus Christ the Lamb of God when he saw him first time? But he said it on the second day. Can you know? ليه أول يوم ما قالش هذا هو حمل الله؟ أيوة. ما كانش شاف الروح القدس نزل عليه وما كانش سمع صوت الآب وما كانش شاف السماء اتفتحت. في ثلاث حاجات حصل. Three main things حصلوا ساعة المعمودية. Three main things. Number one, the heaven was opened. Number two, the Father spoke. This is my beloved Son. Number three, the Holy Spirit came and came on our Lord Jesus Christ. Then John the Baptist recognized that this is the Lamb of God. This is the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the whole world, or who takes away the sins of the whole world. أول يوم المسيح ما كانش نزل النهر بتاع الأردن. مش كده؟ The first day, our Lord Jesus Christ did not accept the baptism. And the baptism of John the Baptist was a baptism of one word. Toba, repentance. The baptism of John the Baptist was for the repentance. مش كده؟ Repentance of whom? Sinners. مش كده؟ Was our Lord Jesus Christ sinner? No. Then what happened when he was baptized? He went into the water. He went dipped into the water without sin. And then he took the sins from the water. The sins of the sinners who already were baptized in the Jordan River, as if they left their sins, as if they left their sins in the water, and then came the righteous, came the man who was, the Son of Man was without sin, and then went into the water, and then he took all these sins on his shoulders. And then next day, when John the Baptist saw him, he said, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world." As if he saw the sins of the sinless, the sins of the sinners on the shoulder of the Lamb, the true Lamb, who came to carry or to take away our sins and to carry our sins on his shoulder until he went up to the cross and crucified and paid the price of the sins of the whole world. It symbolized on the repentance of the sinners in the Jordan River. That's why on the first day he didn't recognize that he was the Lamb of God. On the second day, on the day of the baptism, after the baptism or through the baptism or during the baptism. What happened during the baptism? John the Baptist recognized that he was, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, or the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Now, please, I want one of you to read 29 to 34 in loud voice and try to apply what we said on what you read now. عايز حد كده بيقول Paul.
Read from 29 to
34.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.' I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with the water. And John bore witness, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him.' I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.'"
So, what happened? John the Baptist, on the next day of the baptism, was explaining to the people the day of the baptism, which was the day before his announcement about Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God. So the baptism happened like yesterday. And the witness of John the Baptist happened like today. And then we'll come to John 2, chapter 2. Do you have anything to comment? Yes. He saw him a righteous man. He saw him a perfect man. But at the baptism, he saw him the Messiah. When he saw the dove and heard the voice of the Father and saw the opening of heavens, he recognized that he not only was a perfect prophet, but the Messiah, the true Lamb, was coming to take away the sins of the whole world. فهمت الحتة دي؟ يعني أترجمها أقولها بالعربي؟ كان بيسأل مايك بيقول ليه هو بيقول أنا ما عرفتوش، مع أنه ساعة لما المسيح راح له قال له أنا محتاج أتعمد منك وأنت جاي لي، قال له اسمح الآن لأنه ينبغي أن نكمل كل بر. ساعة المعمودية لما شاف بقى الروح مثل حمامة وانشقاق السماء وانفتاح السماء وصوت الآب، قال ده مش بس righteous man، ده مش بس رجل بار، لا ده هو المسيح بقى، ده هو الإله المتجسد، ده هو ده الابن. أنا شفت الآب وسمعت صوت الآب، شفت السماء وشفت الروح القدس زي الحمام ومستقر على المسيح، يبقى هو ده المسيح، يبقى هو ده المسيا المنتظر. حلوة دي؟ نعم يا نوسة. لا هو طبعا هو فهم ان مش بس ده نبي بار عظيم، لا يافع. بالظبط كده، بالظبط. لكن عند المعمودية فهم ان هو ده الايه، المسيح. في نقطة تانية very important، another point which very important. One of the goals of the baptism of John was مش معايا بقى، you read it already. قال له ايه؟ بس هو قال كلمة مهمة جدا، نعم، وقال حتة حلوة قوي. ازاي هو عرف؟ ايوه، بيقول ايه؟ اللي بعتني عشان اعمد، هو sent me to baptize، said to me whom you see the Holy Spirit comes upon him, he is the Messiah. خد بالك من الحتة دي. One of the goals of the baptism of John the Baptist is the manifestation, revelation of the Messiah. بعد كده قال عشان كده جيت عمد بالماء، يعني as if listen please, at the Jordan River two main things happened. Number one, the preparation of the sinners for repentance when they came to John the Baptist and were baptized in the Jordan River. Number two, the revelation of the Savior, the Redeemer, the Messiah, the true Lamb. As if in the Jordan River, John the Baptist gathered together the sinners with the forgiver of the sins, the sinners with the Savior who came to forgive their sins. That's why John the Baptist came also. He did not come only to ask the people to repent or to prepare the way for Jesus Christ, but to announce that this is the Lamb of God. مهم قوي الحته دي ليه؟ عشان that's why our Lord Jesus Christ said that there is no one who is greater than John the Baptist, because he was the only one who gathered together the sinners and the forgiver of sins in one place, the Jordan River. And we still have that. ايه اللي بيعمله الكاهن؟ الكاهن بيعمل ايه؟ بيعمل الشغله بتاعت برافو عليك يا صمويل، بيعمل الشغله بتاعت يوحنا المعمدان. The priest does the same work of John the Baptist. What does he do؟ بيعمل ايه؟ بيجيب السينر يحطه في الميه. طب الميه دي فيها ايه؟ ده بقى التوم بتاع المسيح فيه الروح القدس فيه قوة the power of changing the old nature into new nature by forgiving the sins. That's why the baptism is essential. Essential. This is the first point. زي ما قال المهندس مدحت زي ما قال بالضبط ده أول باب للخلاص. ما قال ليه؟ This is the first point at which we meet with our Lord Jesus Christ, or we die with our Lord Jesus Christ, or we live with our Lord Jesus Christ, and then hence we become the temple of the Holy Spirit who came upon him. Application back. Back to the scene of baptism. What happened in the scene of baptism? The heavens was opened. And then our Lord Jesus Christ in the water. And then the Holy Spirit on his shoulder or in his yani remain or him. استقر عليه. Guys, apply that to yourself. The same happened with you when you were baptized. The same thing happened with you. But the initiator, exactly as our Lord Jesus Christ initiated the Holy Communion at the last day just before his crucifixion, he did the same in the Jordan River when he came into the water, and then immediately what happened? The heavens was opened. Did the dove, which was the Holy Spirit, need the heaven to be opened? يعني فكرك كده يعني فكرك الحمامة مستنية لما تفتح الروح القدس مستني لما تتفتح السماء عشان ينزل؟ لا طبعا. There is no relationship. There are two actions. ساعة ما كل واحد فينا نزل المعمودية اتفتحت السماء. At the moment that you would get by the new John the Baptist, the priest who carried you, if you were a boy or adult who immersed you in the water, what happened? The heavens was opened. And this is the only way to enter the heavens. Only the heavens is opened for those who are baptized. It's not a fanaticism. No, it's a fact. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, when he spoke about the baptism in chapter 3, على طول, next chapter, with Nicodemus, said to him, no one will enter the kingdom of God unless he is born again from water and spirit. This is the application. So he took it to initiate the sacrament of, yes, it was not the sacrament of baptism that the Lord, what the Lord did on the hands of John the Baptist, it was not that. ما كانتش المعمودية من الماء والروح بتاعتنا. لا, ده هو المسيح كان بينشئ بيأسس سر المعمودية. زي بالضبط ما أسس سر التناول الخميس العهد. بالضبط. بس الفرق بقى ان دي كانت معمودية توبة. المسيح قبل المعمودية فنزل في المية. خد بالك؟ فأول ما نزل اتفتحت السماء. As soon as you are immersed in the water, the heavens is open to you. Not only that. And the Holy Spirit comes upon you. This is number two. It's not only that. But the Lord will call you for the first time his begotten, his beloved son. As if you will hear from above, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. هو ده ابن الحبيب. الله ابنك الحبيب من الألم خلاص. مدام نزل في المية زي ما الابن الوحيد نزل, هو البكر. هو البكر. هو الفيرست بور. وإحنا بعديه. ففي المعمودية بتاعتك بيحصل الثلاث حاجات دول.
بتتفتح السماء، حل عليك الروح القدس وتصبح هيكل للروح القدس، والآب يعلن أنك ابنه. These three actions happens when you are baptized. At the moment you are immersed in the water, the heavens is open to you, will never be closed unless you refuse by your behavior, by your ignoring the gift that you received when you were child or baby. Number two, you have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Number three, you are adopted to the Lord. Adopted as a son or as a daughter, then he will announce that you are his son or his daughter. Now briefly to chapter 2, which is number 3, day 3 tomorrow. Day 3, أنا مش هشرح بقى. أنا will not explain in details. أنا هقول it's another announcement more deep. يعني the first one happened when the Lord accepted the baptism in the water. The second one, he took the water and changed it into a pure wine. A pure wine. Changing the water into a pure wine only by his will, without touching anything. He asked the servants to fill the vessels. They filled six vessels. تعرفوا ليه 6 vessels مش 7؟ يعني who knows؟ ليه 6 أجران مش 7 أجران؟ ليه 6 أجران مش 7 أجران؟ لا، والكتاب المقدس قال إنهم 6. حد يعرف ليه 6؟ لو عدتهم هنا هتلاقوهم 6. نعم، أيه يا دكتور؟ ستة مالهم؟ لا في سبب انهم 6. ايوه منال، يعني هو الاجابه تاتش الحقيقه. ها، عارفين ان الميه دي كانوا بيستعملوها في ايه؟ 6 اجران دي كانوا بيستعملوها في ايه؟ الايه يا صمويل؟ التطهير. It's the purification water. كل يوم من أيام الأسبوع starting of Sunday كان في vessel بيستعملوه يطهروا فيه. يعني لو المعالق تتطهر بيه والإيدين تتطهر بيه والحلل تتطهر بيه، اسمها purification water، ماء التطهير. كانوا 6. طب اليوم السابع، اليوم السابع ده Sunday, it's the God's day. ده اليوم السابع، ده السبت، ده مش محتاج تطهير، ده طاهر للنفس. عشان كده كانوا 6 ما كانوش 7. They were 6 not 7. You understand now? So the vessels were not just vessels. They were the purification water vessels, or the vessels of the purifying water. دي كانوا يطهروا بإيديهم everything they touch. ربنا كان عاوز يعلمهم حاجة مهمة جدا، إن لازم يعيشوا أطهار باستمرار. كل حاجة يلمسها تبقى طهرة، تبقى مغسولة. The lesson that the Lord wanted to teach his people is to let their life, all their life, be pure, clean. And they use to clean everything they use every single day except the Sabbath. And then Jesus Christ took this purification water and changed it into pure wine. And then he finished the performance of this miracle at almost the end of his life.
on earth when شاطر يقول لي when ربنا كمل بقى الحتة دي في قرب نهاية أحداث الخلاص عمل إيه؟ حول أيوة عمل إيه بقى؟ حول الخمر إلى إيه؟ إلى دمه. At the Guthara's day, he changed the wine into his blood. As if he took the pure water, changed it by his will into pure wine, and then he took the pure wine and changed it, not symbolically, but actually, into his blood. That is why he said, take, drink, this is like my blood, resembling my blood, something as my blood, or my blood, true blood. Exactly, exactly. On two steps he did that. On the Cana of Galilee, which is wedding, he was wedding every one of us to himself. When he attended the wedding of Cana of Galilee, he did not only attend it to bless the couple, as we see here in this icon by the iconographer who put our Lord Jesus Christ in the icon blessing the bride and the groom. He himself, when he attended the wedding of Cana of Galilee, it was a joyful day. And this joyful day was what was for every one of us as a bride to the true groom. And the true groom gave us a pure wine from the purification. So we need to purify our life, to cleanse our hearts, to give him the pure hearts, not only to change it into wine, but to exchange, to give it back to us as his blood. And this is the wedding of Cana of Galilee. This is the true miracle. The true miracle is not just he changed the water into wine, but the true miracle was that he changed the pure water into his pure blood, precious blood. دمه الزكي الكريم خد المية اللي بنتطهر بيها نتغسل بيها نتنظف بيها خدها حولها الخمر حقيقي وبعدين الكاهن خد الخمر الحقيقي على الهيكل راح المسيح ادهولنا ايه دمه وحصل الخلاص وحصل الـ spiritual wedding. The spiritual wedding now is not only by the wine but also through his blood, his precious blood. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? I hope in Nedima Kanich is just meditations, that every one of us must recognize how precious he is now. How precious to the Lord is every one of us now. The Lord accepted all these things to purify us from our uncleanliness and to give us his body and blood. And this blood comes through our body, not only to clean, not only to purify, but also to resurrect. Resurrect us from the death of sin to the life of righteousness. Thank you. Let us pray.